You're listening to Open Airways, stories from the back of the ambulance.
Hi, my name is Steve Canarian. I'm a retired EMS lieutenant and paramedic from the New York City Fire Department. I'm also an active EMS instructor. I'd like to share a positive story I experienced as a medic, because oftentimes we're in the field and we feel kind of unappreciated, unmotivated. I remember going to this gentleman's house one summer afternoon, and he was having an asthma attack, and we walked in exhausted, and he's sitting in the corner, and I says, "Well, here we are. It doesn't really make a difference, but we're here." And he looked at me and he said, "Son, whenever I call the ambulance, I call because I'm dying." I says, "Really?" "Yeah, I stand by the window and I look and I wait and I feel like I'm dying. And when I hear you guys come down the parkway, I know it's going to be okay. The ambulance is coming." And I was like, "Wow, thank you. I really appreciate that." He goes, "We always appreciate you guys." I was like, "Thanks." And the thing about asthmatics is when you see asthmatics, they get better each time and we can make a positive improvement, and it builds a relationship, something to look forward to, as opposed to someone on cardiac arrest, which you'll never see again. So I like asthmatics. And the moral of the story is when you have a good positive compliment like that, you got to keep it in mind for 3 or 4 months and stay motivated and just keep focused on your goal. Because oftentimes it makes a difference and people don't really know it.
Steve, has there been other experiences when you've been out in the field of situations of things that caught you off guard that you wish you would have had some greater understanding of prior to finding yourself in that moment?
Yeah, I call it the lesson of the small hole. I went to when I was an EMT in Massachusetts, I went to a house where there was a domestic dispute. A gentleman was sitting in a chair and he had a small nick on his abdomen in the upper right quadrant. And we took his vital signs and he didn't want to go to the hospital. And his vitals were all good and normal. And we convinced him to go to the hospital because essentially he was either going to the hospital or the police were going to take him in jail. And we took him down to the ambulance, put him in the ambulance. And I thought it was a pretty minor wound. I was a brand new EMT. It may have even been my first stabbing I ever saw. And all of a sudden, he decompensated in the ambulance. Got very anxious, sweaty, wouldn't sit still, took the oxygen off. And I took his blood pressure, and it dropped to like 70 palp. And we went to the hospital, the trauma center, and dropped him off. And the next day, I went back to follow up, and they told me that he died. And I was stunned because he was stable and initially didn't even want to go to the hospital. We only went because we convinced him to go. And I said to the doctor, what happened to him? And he said, "Well, he had a nicked hepatic vein." He says those small wounds that go deep are the deadliest. If you have a big slash mark across your ribs, it looks dramatic. But the ribs protect your chest and your organs inside. Those little small holes are the real dangerous, lethal ones. So I call that the lesson of the small hole. I learned that the hard way. Maybe listeners can know that ahead of time and be a little sharper.
You know, on that note, given the opportunity being here together today, is there any wisdom you've obtained through your experiences that you can give as advice to people just getting into the field?
Yes, I give you some real good advice to how to be an excellent EMT and how to succeed in medic school. First thing is do the right thing. Do the right thing isn't always easy, but it's always the right thing by the patient. Listen to your training, listen to your intuition, and do the right thing. The other thing is to look up medications you don't know, because emergency medicine is repetitive. Once you look up a medication, you'll see it again and again, and it'll help you decipher what's wrong with the patient. And one of the greatest ways to learn in the field is to follow up on patients you bring to the hospital. And then you can see the clinical condition and the diagnosis, and that's how we improve, by continual learning in the field.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.